Okay, today's daf is Megillah daf Ches, and we are on Zayin Amud Beis by the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. Just one ha'ara from yesterday's daf, where we had a lot of important inyanim relating to the Yontif of Purim, including B'chayev Ben Yishtu B'Sumei B'Puria, and the story of Rabbi Zeira and Rabba. And I mentioned outside, I just wanted to read it, the shita of the question of the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef asks, in Evan Ezra Simin Yud Zayin, the Yishla his topic. Eishes Rebbe Zeira, ki nishchad ba'ala v'meis. When Rebbe Zeira died, vade paki kidushel v'hutra lashuk. At that moment, overnight, if Rebbe Zeira's wife wanted to get married, she would have been able to get remarried, because she was hutra lashuk. She was not married. She was an almana. V'chi chaya l'macha Rebbe Zeira, hayatzarech l'kadish l'ishto kidushel chadashim. I think that you'd have to get married again. Dipnuya hi, because she's not married. V'dami l'machzer grushaso, d'bay kiddushin chadashim. It's similar to machzer grushaso, where one would need new kiddushin. The kiddushi kamoi nadadu halachu beget upanim chadashos ba'olakan. Because the first kiddushin are finished with the get, and this is panim chadashos. So l'chor is so to hear. V'hu adim bezushim eis baila. V'hine misaso matir af mafkia kiddushia didei. V'chi hadar chai milsa chadasahi. Something new. O Dilma, or do we say, says the Birkei Yosef, that's all Tzad Echad. Ha de'i isha kona atzma bevisas habal, that which we say in the first Mishnah Kiddushin, that she's kona herself when her husband dies, hainu dafka gasher meis v'nishar meis. That's only if he dies and he stays dead. Ach kishelo nikbar v'chai al yedei navi o chasid, but if he was never buried and he comes back alive because of a navi or a chasid, igloi milsa de osa misa lo haisa misa kamos kol ha'adam. Though momafreya nigle that death wasn't like the death of normal, a regular death. V'lo paki kiddushi kamoi v'eishas ish. V'lo tapsi ba kiddushi de'inish da'alma. U'ba'ala, and even if she would have gotten married in between, it wouldn't have been good. U'ba'ala kasher chai mutter b'miyad kasher hayil lefnei moso. That is the suffix. Right, and the question you could ask is, b'shas t'chias ha'mesim, is anybody going to have to do another kiddushin? And what happens if a woman married another person in between? You have to always go back to the first one. This is the fascinating question of the Birkei Yosef, and this is really fascinating. Ulafum riata yeshlavi raya nikotzi Yerushalmi and Gittin, and other issues about whether you rely on choshesh lamaisa nisim. This is the issue. He says ani amarti v'chavsi that I asked this question, but he doesn't really give an answer. That is the Birkei Yosef, Evan Ezer, Simin Yud Zayin. Okay, now we continue with the next Mishnah. Here in the Ein Bains Sugya, the Ein Bains start with the Mishnah we started with yesterday, Ein Bain Yantif L'Shabbos, and the Ein Bains continue all the way until the Mishnah on Daf Tesma Beis also continues with the Ein Bains. Before then, we get to the discussion of all the psukim in the Megillah all the way till the end of the Perek, which comes on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, but the Ein Bains now in Mishnayis take us to the end of the Perek. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bein Shabbos Liyom HaKippurim, Ela Shezez Zono Bidei Adam Vezez Zono Bekaris. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, except for Mezid. Mezid on Shabbos is Misa Bidei Adam, Skila, and Mezid on Yom Kippur is Kares. The Ritva points out that this Ein Bein, just like the previous Ein Bein, is really Lav Dafka. There's a lot of differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. A mechamer and Eber v'hotzah maybe and others, a lot of differences. So these are focusing on one of the differences. The following Mishnah that we'll have, B'Shem, on the top of Chesam and Aleph, the Ritva says that's bedafka, but some of these have to be understood in a more relative way. So Shabbos and Yom Kippur, the difference, an emphatic difference, an important difference between them is Kares versus Skila. Hala inyan tashlumim, the Gemara says, mashma, one of the differences is the inyan tashlumin zevaz hashavin. How monetary chiyuvim is affected by the chiyuv of Shabbos and Kares, mashma it's the same. Because only the chiyuv bidei Adam and bidei Shemaim is different. But how that chiyuv affects dine mamanis, meaning the principle of kimle bedrava minei, that's the same. That the Shabbos and Yom Kippur would affect Kimleib would affect monetary issues in the same way. Mani masdisa nebichinim enakani. So if that's true, if that's a correct diuk from our Mishnah, then our Mishnah must be following the view of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakanahi. Did Tanya, as we know in the Brisa, we know when somebody is chayiv misa and mamon, then they only are killed, they do not pay. As we know, if somebody shoots an arrow, and as it crosses over on Shabbos, but as it crosses over from Rosh Hashanah Yachad to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, at that moment he is chayav misa, it rips a shirt that's on a clothesline, right there, and he's chayav mamon to his friend. So the halacha is that he's pater from mamon. That's kimle b'drabi minei. Two sources in the Torah for kimle b'drabi minei, one by in Parshat Mishpatim regarding Dmei Vlados, and the other one in So two sources of kimle, maybe two types of kimle, but either way, that's the general principle. Rav Nechunya ben Akana, here, and in Ksubis, and in Psachim, and elsewhere, comes up with a chiddush. He says, not only does kimle b'drabi minei mean that Beis Din does not inflict two punishments, but also the chiyuvim themselves cannot coexist. So even if the chiyuv misa is from Hashem, it's a chiyuv kares, that also knocks off the chiyuv mamon. That is the lamdus of the chiyuv ben Akana. It's a subsuming chiyuv, not just a subsuming onesh. And therefore it can even apply to a misa bidei shamayim. So, it says the Gemara at the Tanya, as the Brisa says, and our Mishnah must be following this opinion. Rabbi Chunin ben Akana, haya ose es yom ha-kippurim kishabbos l'tashlumin. He says that Yom Kippur, which is kares, is the same as Shabbos l'tashlumin for how it affects monetary chiyuvim. Ma Shabbos mischayev benafsho upatam l'tashlumin. Just like Shabbos is Chayiv benafsho, if somebody is chayiv misa, he is pater. Af yom ha-kippurim is chayiv benafsho upatam l'tashlumin. That is the diuk of Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Let's continue, and then we'll make one comment. Tanan Hasam, let's first finish. Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah, Kol Chayiv Krisos Shalako. The Mishnah says in Maseches Makos, all Chayiv Krisos that get Malkos, Niftru Midei Krisasan. Malkos goes along with Krisos. We know the first Mishnah, Krisos, tells us the 36 Averis that one gets Kares for, and one gets Malkos for them too. And the Halacha is that if somebody gets Malkos for these chiyuve krisus, then their chiyuv kares disappears. The chiyuv kares disappears. Niftru midei krisasan. And the Rambam quotes that. It's not just a chazal. The Rambam quotes that in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that once one gets malchus, kol mishachata vilaka chozo lakashruso. Av kol mechuyve kares bilvad shalaku niftru midei karasan. They are pater from their malchus. There is a machlokas we've shown him. Is this automatic? The Baal HaMor has a tremendous chiddush in Maseches Makos on this Mishnah. What the Baal HaMor says, even without tshuva, just Malkos. And if you did tshuva, then you're also pater from Kares, even if you didn't get Malkos. Says the Baal HaMor, it's either or. This is on the last page. There's only four dafim of Rif in Maseches Makos. On the back of the last page, Dalam Abayz, says the Baal HaMor, Rabbi Chanina Cholika, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Bishalo Asu Tshuva Ka'amar. Di'i Bisha Asu Tshuva, Tshuva Potrasan, Velo Malkus. Right? He says clearly that either or. If somebody gets Malkus, that's it. It's finished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mochel. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says Beferish, not in Mishnah Torah, but he says Beferish in Pirush Mishnah is there on that Mishnah, in the beginning of the third parak in Makos, says the Rambam, Roy Lecha, Sheteida Eloha Ikarim Arabim, Sheeskarim Bazeh, Hamakom. Let me explain to you, you should know all of these klalim. Vehem, ki kol mechui vekaris bilvad, o misa bide shamayim. If somebody's chayiv something to Hashem, veyia oso chayiv belosa asay, he violated. Kisheyia ze ve'edim bahasra loke, ve'achar she nilke, ve'asa tshuva, niftar min akaris, ve'kala mechuyavim karis, kulam mefarsha b'torah, ve'chula ve'chula. So he says both. He says, Malkus and Shuva is required for removing the karis. That's the Machlokas Palamor and the Rambam. So back to the Gemara now. So the statement of the Mishnah in Malkus is anyone who gets chayav karis gets Malkus. And Malkus removes the karis. Shnei Amar v'nikla achicha leinecha. Your brother shall be hit in front of your eyes. Kivan shalaka hariuka achicha. Once he gets Malkus, he's Nikla, that he's considered Achicha, Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin Allah, meaning he's your brother again, he's not Chayiv Karis, he's not cut off. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin Allah, Chaveirav, Al Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, his friends argue on him. But that is the Deya, Achlokas, in the Mishnah in Makos. Amar Rava, now Rava says, Amri Bey Rav, Tanina, well, one second, we learned in our Mishnah, Ein Ben Yamaki Rom L'Shabbos. El Shazez, Dono Bidei Adam, Vizez, Dono Bidei Kareis. The difference between, the only difference in a certain regard between Shabbos and Yantif is Misa Bidei Shamayim and Kareis, the Im Isa. But if it's true that Kareis always has a teammate, such as Malkos, so Yom Kippur also has a Malkos related to it. So, what does the Mishnah mean? That one is Bidei Adam and one is Bidei Shamayim. Right? Yom Kippur is also Bidei Adam. Vim Isa, Yidivi Bidei Adam He. If it's true that Malkos could step in and take the place of Kareis, so then the Mishnah is not correct. How does the Mishnah fit, the two Mishnahis fit in? So, Amma, two answers. Amma Rav Nachman, Hamani Reb Yitzchaki. It's really Reb Yitzchak. The Amar, Malkos Machavi Krisas Leka. Maybe our Mishnah is assuming like Reb Yitzchak, who says that he argues on the previous statement, on the Mishnah, that, no, if you get Malkos, does not remove the Chiv of Karis. The Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chayvei Krisus Bechlal Hayu, V'lama Yatzis, Karis Bachoso, why do you specify, Ladunu B'Karis V'loba Malkos? Answer number one. Ravashi Amar, meaning so it's a Bachokas. Ravashi Amar Filotim Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan could agree. Don't the Rabbanan say there's usually Malkos waiting in the wings? So why does the Mishnah say it is Bidei Shamayim? Ze Ikars Dono Bidei Adam, Ze Ikars Dono Bihikaris. Here, the Ikar punishment. Of course, Malkos is in the background, but that's not defining. The defining one is the Kares. Here, the Ikar Zadon is Bidei Shamayim, and the Ikar Zadon is Bidei Adam. There's an interesting machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, not here, but in Psachim, on Daf Chav Tes. We know the principle of Tana Debei Chizkia. That comes up in Baba Kama Lamed Hei and Ksubas Lamed Hei. Tana Debei Chizkia expands the definition of Kimle B'Durabimine. Not only if a person is Chayiv Misa, is there a Ptur Mamon, even if what he calls Chayve Misos Shogegin. Chayve Misos Shogegin, meaning if somebody is Chayve Misa because of a Shogeg, so he's not going to get killed. It was a Shogeg. Does that potter Mamon? Yes, says Tana Debei Chizkia. Says that, meaning it's the Misa itself. Again, the Sugya of Kimle is what redefines what. Is it the Onshim? Is it the Chiyuvim? Is it the Maisim? That's the lumdish question in Kimle in all of the Sugyas. Tana Debei Chizkia is always a fruitful area to look at for Kimle because he isolates and takes away the Onesh. There's no punishment. And he still says that you're going to be Potter. That's in the Gemara. The question is, how far does Tana Debei Chizkia go? Would you combine Tana Debei Chizkia with Reb Nechunya ben Hakana? Meaning with, what about Chayvei Krisus Shogegin? Would that also pater? Chayvei Misa Shogegin, yes. And Rabbi Nechum ben Hakana extends regular Kimle to Chiyav Kares. But what if you did Chiyav Kares B'Shogeg? Or Rabbi Nechum ben Hakana, along with Tana Debei Chizkia, pater there or not? So Tosfos says yes. Tosfos says you put them together. But Rashi there in Psachim Chavtesim and Aleph says that no, you are Chayav. Chayvei Krisus Shogegin does not pater. So it's a little difficulty here. The Achronim note that how do Rashi fits into our Gemara? Because our Gemara says our Mishnah is like Linin Tashlumin, they're equal, and therefore our Mishnah is like Rabbi Nechum ben Hakana. It's not exactly equal. There's still a difference between Shabbos, which is a Chiyav Misa, which would even have Kimle by a Chayvei Misa Shogegin, and the case of Yom Kippur would not. Chayvei Krisus Shogegin would not have the Ptur. Either way, that's a little difficulty to figure out how Rashi would understand and read the Gemara. Either way, we continue now with the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is about Mudar Hana'as. Now we have a couple of Mishnahs of the next couple of Dafim that really have nothing to do with each other. They're all different topics and Shas. Baruch Hashem, these are great Dafim in that we get to get our feet wet in many different areas, right? We just had a Moed topic. We are in Moed. Now we're going to have a Nashim topic, Mudar Hana. Then we're going to have a Kachim topic, Nadarim and Nadavis. Then we're going to have a Taras topic in terms of Ziva and Mitzora. Then we're going to have a Yaredeya topic, Sifrei Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzas. Again, this is all related. Then we're going to go back to Kachim in terms of Bamos, in terms of Kohen Mashuach. So these are Dafin. The Gemara puts it all together in the Ein Bains, but it gives us an opportunity to analyze many different areas in the halachic world. So now we get to a little bit of Hilchos Nedarim. Says the Mishnah, Ein bein mud hamuder hana'a mechaveiro, l'muter b'menu ma'achal. There's no difference, except, and remember the Ritva says on this Mishnah, this one's is bedafka. The earlier ones weren't so bedafka, but this is bedafka. What's the difference between somebody who says, I hereby promise never to get benefit from you, that's one, that's a mutar hana mechavero, versus I hereby promise never to get any food benefit from you, mutar bimenu ma'achal. So what's the difference? The difference is any non-food benefit. That's what the Mishnah says. Ela, so amin amuta, what's the difference? Ela drisas haregel, walking in his field, right, walking in this field, which is nothing to do with food. Rashi says it's talking about his house. Also, we call it the beso. The issue is the house. He says regel. And also, the kalim shein osin bohen ochal nefesh. And also, utensils that are not used for food preparation. If you have a utensil that's used for food preparation, that's also for both. That's included in ma'achal. It's not only food, but it's food preparation and anything related to food. But it's a non-food utensil, so then it is the nafkamina between mudar hana and mudar mimenu ma'achal. Rashi here notes, and other Rishonim quote this idea of Rashi, the only time that kalim that do not relate to food are mutar are in places where they are not rented out on a normal basis. Because if they are rented out on a normal basis and he gives it to you, so he's saving you money. Saving money is considered a benefit. In this case, it will be usher to both. Why? Because saving money, you could buy more food with saving money. And therefore, even a mudar bimenu ma'achal would be usher. Again, Rashi says, even if it's not an ochal nefesh type of kli, if it's normally rented out, so then it would be usher here too. Rashi says on the first couple of skinny lines, to kolana shimlo hahanehu zeh hayamachaser barpruta. If he wouldn't give it behind him, he would be lose a pruta. Hana as machali. It's called hana food. Shai ru'uya osa pruta liknos ba machal. Because that pruta is roy to be konep the food. Meaning a penny saved is a penny earned. Is a penny chashuv, significant, considered hana'a. So that is Rashi, and the other Rishonim quote Rashi as well. Rashi emphasizes pruta pruta. Tosvos, in the last couple of lines at the top, Tosfos emphasizes, let's say it's a kli that is ochal nefesh. So you're not allowed to get benefit. Tosfos says, even if it's a hana'a that is pachos mishaver pruta, it's also aser. Avo kelim sh'osem en ochal nefesh, aser afilu b'pachos mishaver pruta, kivan dahavi ochal nefesh. That is a chiddush. That is difficult exactly how Tosfos says this. Why is it? If it's hana'a from food, pashas is, it's only food that's a pruta. I mean, what did a person have in mind? The two Re'evin leaves Tosfos here, but Sarachian, how could Tosfos say that even if it is less than a pruta, one would say that it is usser? Well, I have to say that food, a kalim of food, somehow, ironically, is better than food. Mamish food would require a pruta. But kalim shalochon nefesh would even less than a pruta. Unless you say that and the Torah Evan doesn't answer, but unless you say that the Kalim, their issue is the usage, it's not the item. So it's a very different how you measure it. Even less than a Shiraputi, you measure it differently. And we discussed, in the past we mentioned, there's a Ritva in Meseches Kiddushin on Daf Mem Zayin, where the Ritva notes the Kinyan that a Shoel makes is a different type of kinyan conceptually than somebody who buys something or gets something as a gift, because it's a Kinyan Shelish Tamshus. It's a kinyan of usage. So maybe you measure that differently. So maybe ironically, Tosfos is somehow holding that the actual food would require a pruta. But if it's a klisha, osa ochal nefesh, it's automatically considered chashuv, even if it is really pachos mishava pruta in terms of the hana. Alder drush, a little bit, related to this, is the Sifzei Chachamim, right, the sefer that we have, not the Sifzei Chachamim on, like on Chumash, the other sefer of Sifzei Chachamim, which we have on a couple of Masechtas here in Seder Moed, says the Sifzei Chachamim here, Hatam al derek drush, explaining, al teusos al derek drush, sheshaninu, because after all, we learned in Masechtas Bava Basra, on Daf Tes, shegodo hama'ase yoser min ha'ose. Sometimes one who forces somebody to do something is greater than the one who is actually doing it. And therefore, a kli that makes the food, harehein bibechinas hama'ase, that's the mi'ase, ke'ein, like it says by Avraham, by the Akedah, what did he take? He took the ma'acheles. Why is it called a ma'acheles, the knife? Because the ma'acheles sakim, and nikris ma'acheles, Rashi says, she'machsheresh basar la'achila, v'she'yisrael ochlin matan schara. Nimsa ma'acheles he kli she'osom enochol nefesh. The me'acheles, so it gets the status of the food, but it's even more because it causes. L'mar d'radome, he doesn't quote it, l'mar d'radome, so'or and chametz. Remember we had in the first parak in the second, beitza. that Sa'or, in a certain sense, has a Chumrah because it causes other things to become Chametz. And not just Chametz, which is the actual Ba'en. That is an important discussion of Tosfos, and Rashi and Tosfos, in terms of Pruta, and less than a Pruta. The Chashuk Echemen here discusses, if somebody is Mudr Hana'ah from you, are you allowed to send them Shalach Manos? Right, relating it to the previous daf. So he says, because it's mitzvahs lava henos nitnu, but according to the Manas Halevi, like we mentioned yesterday, Mishloach Manos is all about the achdus. Right, so maybe similar to the Reb Averman Ahar discussion in Nedarim, that Talmud Torah, even though Lav Lehenos knew, but Talmud Torah, part and parcel of it is the Hanah, so maybe here too, you would say part of Mishloach Manos is the Achdus and the good feeling that is created. So that's why you can't be Yotzei through, and you shouldn't give to a Mutar Hanah. That is the discussion here in the Mishnah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hala Inyan Kalim, Sha'osam and Ochal Nefesh, Zevezesh Shavin, Mashba, the only thing that is a nafkamina between the two types of Mudr Hana are Kalim that are not involved in food. But Kalim that are involved in food are Asur to both. Fine. Teresa's Haregel, Halo Kapti Inshi. Teresa's Haregel, meaning if you Mudr Hana from someone totally, you can't even walk in their house. You can't just walk through. You can't walk through their yard, their house. Maybe Dafka, maybe Rashi is telling you their yard is okay. Rashi Dafka says their house. Okay, well, I want to get into the specifics now. But Jesus are regular, so the Gemara says, look at the inchi. People don't care. Why should that be usur? Even if somebody is mudr hana, why should walking through be usur? People are mevater. People don't care if you just walk through. Amar Rava, Hamani Rebbe Eliezer, to Amar Vitor usur be mudr hana. A major sugi in Mesechas Nedarim, Rebbe Eliezer holds Vitor, something you're mevater on, something that you don't really care about, that's also usur for a mudr hana. There's a very low threshold for what is called hana'a for somebody that is mudr hana. So Rebbe Eliezer holds, even if somebody is mevater, and most people are mevater on a certain benefit, it's still usur for a mudr hana. There's an interesting discussion, what is the svara for Rebbe Eliezer? Why would Rebbe Eliezer say Vitor is usur for mudr hana? Right, so pashtus is because you don't look at the giver, you don't look at the mevater, you look at the one who gets. So even if the person who owns it is not so critical and not so makpid, but I'm still getting hana. So it's like zelo chaser v'zenen. He doesn't consider it anything, but I'm getting hana. That's that. But what about the havamina? The havamina was, and the one who argues on Rabbi Eliezer is vitor is mutter, but mutter hana. So I could ask the other question backwards. Just because somebody is mevater, meaning which is the chiddush and which is pashit. So we just explained Rebbe Eliezer, vitor asur mudr hana. Right? Because people are a makbid. So we had to explain why it is considered, why it's asur. But let's get back to the other shita now. Halokam tiyinshi for 1 minute. Just because somebody's not makbid on something, so why should that be mutter if I cannot get benefit? Maybe Rebbe Eliezer is such a great explanation, why would I argue? So there are three different suggestions given in the sugya, the Ran and the Darm Daf Lamed Gimel. If you look in the Turei Evan right here, he quotes both of these opinions and then gives his own. The Ran and the Darm Daf Lamed Gimel says, if a person is not makpid, then it must be that it's not really a hana'ah. That's the lashon of the Ran. If a person is not makpid, then how can you really call this hana'ah? Mitpol pirish arancham b'nedar mashba tahachi perusho kivan demidi de lokapti in shihu ein zekari nehena mechavero. That's the Ran. Turi Evan does not like it. Turi Evan says, why not? So what if somebody's not makbid? If somebody's a billionaire and he's not makbid about $1,000, so does that mean that money doesn't have money? That's not called money? So what if somebody's not makbid? How does that change anything? V'kashuli alzeh, says the Turi Evan. Atu b'isr hana'a midi de lokapti mishari? Is it really true, something that you're not makpid about? It says, by an asherah tree, because avodah zarah, memchesem ebeis. By an asherah tree, you can't sit in its shade. Lo yavar tachtel. Is anybody makpid about sitting in the shade of something? Asr leishe betzilo shel heichal. You can't sit in the shade of the heichal. The Gemara says, kol marva reach, it's us still asr. V'kal kol elo lo kapti, delo mechzer la baha, afilo achi bisra na asr. V'achi mucha b'gemara b'kama makomos. So, number one, what's the svara to argue on Rebbe Eliezer? Why should you say vitor is mutter? Because it's not called hana'a. And the Torah Evan doesn't like it. What's the second shot? The Rashbam. The Rashbam in Bava Basra and Daphne and Zion says if a person is not makpid, of course it's called hana'a. But it's not called hana'a from you. Because if a person is not makpid, that means I am not connected to this item. It's basically hefker. is getting hana from a dvar hefker. Beautiful. So I'm out of the picture because I was mevater. So you're getting hana, but it's not for me, so it's fine. When he quotes that Gemara, so he says that's what it means. So he says Ulay Aran Gapkin Kiva Lazeh. Maybe the Ran had this in mind too, but I don't think so. But then he quotes a third opinion, his own. Valinir of a Faresh to call Midi de Lokapti Inshi Ve'ein Daitam Alayhu Ein Daas Hanoder Mechavero Leesar Be'elu. If a person is not machbid, so what does it mean it's not called hana? It is called hana, but if it's person is not makbid, so it must be when I was mutar hana from you, I didn't have that in mind. Because you go after Lashem B'nei Adam by Nedarim, and I only had in mind things that would basically, you know, make you give me something and give up something. But if you don't care about it, Mistam, I didn't answer that on myself. V'dvarai krovim lepirish harashbam. I think mine's connected to the Rashbam who says, oh, it all automatically becomes hefker. But that is three opinions, how to understand the question of our Gemara. Question of the Gemara that says, Holo Kapti and She, meaning that's the one who argues on Rabbi Eliezer, and we have these three explanations, the Ran and the Rashbam and the Shagas Aryeh here in the Turei Evan. Okay, that's the Mishnah about Nidarim. Next, now we get into the Mishnah about Karbanos, Neder and Nidava. Moving from Neder to Nidava. Ein Bein Nidarim and Nidavas. What is the difference between a Neder and a Nidava? Ela shahanedarim chayev achriyusan, but nedavos ain't a chayev achriyusan. A neder, I am chayev achrayus. I take responsibility. If something happens to it, if it gets lost or damaged, I have to give a different one because, as we'll see, that's upon me. The nedavos ain't a chayev achriyusan. Nedavos is not chayev achrayus. That is more on the animal. I want this one, right? You might say the difference is chefsa gavra. Nedarim is more on the. More focused on the Gavra, but really both of them, in contrast to Shvua, that's what the Gemara says in Nedarim, that the Chefsa Gavra, the only time Chefsa Gavra comes up in Shas, the difference between a Shvua and a Neder. But here we're Bechalik within Neder to Nedava, so Neder are definitely closer to a Shvua, but they're still different. Nedarim Chayiv Achriyusan, Nedava's in a Chayiv Achriyusan. Says the Gemara, that's the only difference between a Neder and a Nedava, Hola Inyan Balta Acher, Zev is a Shavin. Mashma regarding the Isser of delaying bringing one's karbanos, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, as we discussed in the mitzvah shir in Parshas Kiseitse, ba'al ta'acher zev zeshavin. They're equal, right? There's no difference between them. You violate ba'al ta'acher both by a neder and by a nedava. Tzan hasam, says the Mishnah, eze o neder, this Mishnah is the Maseches Kinin, at the end of Seder Kodshim. Tzan hasam, eze o neder ha'omer harai alai ola, upon me. Ve'eze hi nedava ha'omer harai zu ola. Harizu are alai. Ma be nedarim nedavas. What's the difference? Nedarim mesu o nignivu o avdu. If the animal dies or is stolen or lost, chayev achriyusan. I'm chayev nedavos mesu o nignivu o avdu. Ena chayev achriyusan. I am not chayev achrayus. Mi no hani mili. How do you know this difference between a neder and a nedava? Titan rabbanan from the following. Vinirtsa lo lachaper alav. It will be appeasement to Hashem lachaper to be mechaper on him. A love. So what is that? Reb Shimon Omer, Esha a love, whatever is on him, that's a neder, chayev achriyuso. Ve'esha eino a love, if it's more on the animal, eino chayev achriyuso. My mashma, explain a little better, please. Amar Vyisla Bar Avdimi, Kivan to Amar Alai. Once a person says, Hare Alai, Kiman de Toina Kasve Domit, as if he is carrying the animal on his shoulders, as if it's his responsibility, and therefore if anything happens to it, he is chayev ba'achrayis. Tosfos here, in Tosfos, Ein Bein says, I can think of another difference between a neder and a nedava. Right, the Mishnah only said one. The Mishnah said, Chayev and not Chayev Achrayis. Says Tosfos, Kasha, Amailo Tani, She nedava ba'amin amaiser. A nedava you can bring from maiser money. Dechsev is avach de shlamim gabi maiser. V'neder eino ba'amin achulin. V'kivin dam harei alai, havi neder. If I say harei alai, I cannot use maiser. Cannot bring a maiser behema. And by a nedava you can. V'yesh lomar, the Tosfos answer is, de min hadin lo tanale. It appropriately didn't. Why? Because here we're talking about a carbon that's already a carbon. Mishum da'ayri b'karbon shehufresh kvar. V'ashmirin de'in chilek ba'avodasan. Once you have the carbon, it's already a carbon, then you can't switch that. So there's no chilek in there avoda. But you're right. Aval b'karbon shalohu afresh. If you are mafresh one, yepshita le'ishish harbi chilukim. There are other chilukim, including this one, and Tosfos even goes into it and then says Tana Vishir. If you look at the Ritva says, I don't know why Tosfos has to give that answer. Tosfos, what did Tosfos say? Why doesn't it quote that difference in the Mishnah? You know what the Ritva says? It does. It does quote that difference in the Mishnah. It's included. What does it say? Chayev ba'achrayis. Chayev ba'achrayis means it's on me. It's a davar shebechova. And that's why I can't use meiser. Masha'enkein, a nedava is not on me. Eino chayev ba'achrayis. Memela, I could use it. So it's implicit in what the Mishnah says. V'yesh lomar. Dahai taima hainu. Shekol davar shebechova eino ba'a min ha'meiser. Hilka, kiva the tani nedarim chayiv ba'achri yusan, v'havi davar shebechova, u'nedavas in a chayiv ba'achri yusan, v'lo'avi davar shebechova, memela nirali debamin ha'meiseros, idach ha'parsha. Okay, that's what the Ritva says. More straight answer to Tosfos' question. It is here. Okay, we continue now with the next Mishnah. So we did Nedarim, and Nedarim and Nedavis, and now we get into Seder Taharis, and we talk about Ziva. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bein Zava Rosh, Dei Riyos L'Rosh, Shalosh El HaKarban. We know the Torah tells us, in Parshas Mitzora, there's halachas of Zav and Zava. A Zav and a Zava, a man or a woman, that have an emission. That is a sickness. That is not in a time when a man or a woman are supposed to have a re'iyah. It's not at a time when a woman is supposed to be a nida. And it's not at a time when a man is with his wife and he's mosi shechva zera. That's considered natural. That's considered, that's not called a sickness. Ziva is when it is not natural. It's at a time when it comes out, when it is not supposed to. So, zav is tameh. A zav that sees once is not considered a full zav yet. A zav that sees twice. What is twice? Twice means two consecutive days, twice in one day. That's a zav. If he sees 3 days, either three times in one day or three consecutive days, then he is a zav with all of the halachas. A zava, a female is different. She has to see all, she needs days. She doesn't just need this three times in the same day, but the male can even have within one day. Right? Rashi quotes that difference here. Shtei re'iyos biyom echad, obishtei yavim ritzufim, v'chein shalosh biyom echad, obishtei yavim ritzufim. That's all by a male. So the Mishnah says, what's the difference between a zav that has two re'iyos and three re'iyos? One difference, karban. That's the difference. Meaning a zav that has three re'iyos is tummy for 7 days, shivan akiyam, and then he brings a karban on the morning of day 8. That is a zav, he has to bring a karban. If only twice, then you could have pashtus shivan akiyam without the karban. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara now. So that is the ikara din, hala inyan, mishkav u'moshav, masra from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the difference only between a zav twice and a zav 3 times is karban. Hala inyan, mishkav u'moshav, but in terms of creating tumas mishkav en moshav, v'svira shiva, and counting 7 clean days, zev is eshavin, even a zav, who only sees 2 times, 2 consecutive times, so he still has to count 7 clean days, shiva nikiyam. Like we know, we're more familiar with a woman counting shiva nikiyam, but even a zav would have to count shiva nikiyam. And also mishkav and moshav. We've discussed various times that tumas mishkav and moshav, 98% of tumah always goes down one step. An av touches something, it becomes a rishon. A rishon touches something, it becomes a sheni. A sheni touches something, it becomes a shlishi regarding truma. And a shlishi touches something, it becomes a revi regarding kadshim. That's usually, but there are a couple of exceptions. Very few exceptions. On a daraisa level, for sure there are very few exceptions. 2 come to mind. Number 1 is the one discussed in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Cherev harei hu kachalo. If a sword is in a dead body, that might have the status of an avi avos atumah itself. And the other difference is, din daraisa is tumas mishkav and moshav. Those, and the Rambam talks about, tumas mishkav and moshav, a separate category, area of halacha, in sefer tara. So mishkav and moshav applies to a zav and a zava. If they sit on something that is normally sat on, a couch, a pillow, a bed, that item becomes an av like the zav. And like the Zava, it does not go down one level. If a Zav sits on something that's not normally sat on, so then that item is just Tamei Mishum Negiyas HaZav, and therefore it becomes a Rishon. But if it's Toma Mishum Moshav or Merkav, so then it goes across and it becomes Tamei as the Zav is. So let's do a little more and then we'll talk about the Lamdas. So Halini Mishkav Moshav Esfiras Dvar Shivas Shivas Eshavin. Minon Emili, how do I know this? How do I know that a Zav, even only seeing 2 times, is Tame for 7 days? Mishkav Moshav, but only after 3 times does he bring a carbon. Minon Emili, the Tanur Rabban, Rav Sima Yomer, Mana HaKaz of Shtayim Vakaru Tame. There's one Pasuk that says Tame, that says, Rashi quotes it says the word Zav twice, and then Tame. Shalosh v'karu tamei. Another pasuk says the word ziva or zav three times in the pasuk, and then says tamei, meaning a two-timer is tamei and a three-timer is tamei. Haketzad. So what does that mean? Shtayim l'tuma v'shalosh l'karban. So we say if a zav sees twice, it means he's tamei, and the third time not only is he tamei, but he also is chayav to bring a karban. Ask the Gemara ve'eim or shtayim l'tuma v'lo l'karban. Maybe if he sees twice, he's tamei and there's no karban yet. Shalosh l'karban lo l'tuma. And then when he sees the three times, it flips. He has to bring a carbon, but he's no tuma. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Amat achelo shalosh rosh tayim. What do you mean? Once he sees three times, that means he has already seen twice. After he becomes sees twice, he's tame. That tuma doesn't disappear. So once you see three times, it must be that you only add something on. So you add on the carbon to the tuma. So it can't be the opposite. Says the Gemara, ve'emar shtayim l'karbon v'lo l'tumas. Maybe it's this opposite. When he sees twice, that's when he only brings a carbon. And he's not tameh yet. Shalosh af l'tuma. And the third time, he had on the tuma. Amazing, havamina. They can be chayv a carbon. Usually a carbon is always the end of a process. But here, no, it's not before. You're chayv a carbon with two, and then the third, you're chayv a carbon even before your tameh. So the one says, lo saka taitach, that can't be. Titanya v'chibra alav ha-kohen l'fnei Hashem, mi zovo. And we darsh him from that mem, mixas zavin mivim karban, or mixas zavin e mivim karban. Some zavin bring a karban and some don't. Haketzad ra shalosh, maybe. Shtayim eno maybe. O eno ela ra beis maybe ra shalosh eno maybe. The opposite. Amat achlo ra shalosh ra shtayim. It can't be. Because if you have a karban, that cannot disappear. So that is the sources for Tumas. Tumaziva. Two more lines. V'yisrach Rabbi Simai, v'yisrach Mizovo. And we need Rav Simai, who says two times and then Tameh, three times and then Tameh, that earlier source. And we need this last one, Mizovo. Deimi the Rav Simai, if you only had Rav Simai up above, havamini kikushin. So we ended up with a question on him, that maybe we should darshan it the opposite way. Kamash Malon, Mizovo. That's why you need Mizovo also. That some are chayiv and some are not. V'yimizovo. And if you only had Mizovo, lo yadana, kama rios. I wouldn't know. How many rios? Is yes and is no. Kamash malandu Rabbi Simai. Period. Stop there for a moment. We've discussed in the past the chiddush of Aaron Lichtenstein, where he suggests and he bases it on the thoughts of his father-in-law from the Rav of Soloveitchik that Tumas Mishkav, you know why it's different? You know why it goes across? And the Tumah doesn't go down, but it goes across and Av makes an Av? Because usually by Tumah there is a Mitame and a Nitma. There's an active mitame if there is a dead sheretz on a table. So the sheretz is the mitame. The table is the nitma. There is, so to speak, an attacker and a victim. And that's why it goes down. It always goes down. But by Mishkav and Moshav, he suggests it doesn't, there's no mitame. There's a magdir. All that a zav does, when a zav sits on a chair, so he doesn't, he's not mitame the chair. He describes, he halachically calls the chair now a chair of his zav. That's what it's called. Right? It's not that he's metami the chair. He's magdered as a mishkav azav. Memelo, once there's a mishkav azav, the Torah says it's tame. There's no metami, like a dead sheretz. Who is metami the dead sheretz? Nobody! It's tame! That's it! Inherently, the Shmona Shratzim. They're tame. It's not that there's a metami and a nitma. Just that reality is tame. So too, a Mishkav Azav or a Moshav Azav, and that's why it goes across. And this type, this Chiddush, to say that, helps us with a Gemara and a Rashi and a Tosfos Rid in Baba Kama. Tosfos, the Gemara there says in Baba Kama, in Meruba, on Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, the Brisa that says, Mishkavo V'lo HaGazol. We exclude a stolen cushion from Mishkav Azav. What does that mean? So Rashi says, like the Pashtus. What does it mean? I mean, if somebody steals a cushion and sits on it and there is Zav, they're not metameit. They're not metameit. Mishkav Azav. Tosfos says, has two questions. Number one, a two-word question. Vizet Tema. Vizet Tema, meaning Tosfos can't believe it. What are you talking about? This is a Metzius. If somebody steals your milk and your meat and they cook it together, Basav HaChalav. What? It's not Basav HaChalav. It's not Treif? Of course it's Treif. This isn't like Ein Adam Oser Dover Sheinu Shelo. It's a mitzvah. It's a reality. So too Tosfos would say, Rashi, what are you talking about? That if a ganav is a zav and he sits on the cushion, it's not a mishkav azav. Va'od, and then Tosfos even asks it from a mishnah in Maseches Taharos. But either way, Tosfos can't believe it, and therefore he comes up with a different shot of what does it mean mishkavo v'lo agazel. The gazel mishkav the chavri shagazel orosh of all about them. You stole leather that wasn't made into a cushion yet, and you're going to think about it to give a gemar malacha. He comes up with a difference. Okay, but what's the pshat of Rashi? How could Rashi say this? Isn't this like a reality? Says the Tosfos Rid. Unbelievable Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid there in Bava Kama, Samach Vav. Pirish Hamore. That's what the Tosfos Rid calls Rashi. Gzeiras Melachi. Lahotzi Mishkav Agazov Shlo Yasa Avatum Alotame Adam. V'nira Li Shetam Gadol Yesh B'davar. Says the Tosfos Rid, let me explain it. And he says, just like Tekihechi, to imkafa sa'ah, amazing comparison. The yashav alav. We know that if you turn over a barrel and you sit on it, so there's no moshav azav, mishkav azav. Why? Because the halacha is you need miyuchad liyeshiva. Only something that is normally sat on becomes mishkav azav. So he says, just like if you turn over a barrel, it's not tamei because people don't sit on this. So too, you don't sit on your friend's item without asking. Hachanami mishkav dechavrei lo avi avatuma debeinan miyuchad lo shelo yuchal chaveiro lo mar lo kum ve'esa bo tzarchi. Give it to me. Even if it's a chair, if I could take it away from you, so it's not metame. That is the explanation the Tosfos Rid gives a Rashi. Avo miyu, then he says, ay, hadami mishkav avlo agazo, but he says, I still find it difficult. How could that be? And he quotes the same question Tosfos asked from a Mishnah in Taharos. So then he quotes a different pshat. Venerali. You're right. That Mishnah from Seder Taharos is about Anita with her friends. Says the Tosfos Rid, unbelievable. You can be Matami Mishkav Shenu Shalo, like Tosfos' question from the Mishnah in Taharos. But you can't be Matami a Gazul. Because that one is prevented. Gzeras Malachisha Gozul lo yitame. Shaul, yes. Gozul, no. Midi dahave asuka. Just like by a sukkah, where a blazer and the rabban have a machlokes, whether you can be yotze with the sukkah of your friend, right? Says the, according to one opinion, that you could use shaul, well, we pass, you could use shaul, but you can't use gozul. You can't use the mutek zula. So you see from there, afagav shebe sukkahs chaveiro yotze, beimi daito beimi shlomi daito, but gzul eno yotze. So here too also. Unbelievable chiddush of the Tosfos Rid. But it makes it a little better, Rashi, to understand it, if you have this pshat, Rav Salvesis pshat, and Rav Lichtenstein quoted it, that if you say there's no metame here, it's just a magdir, so a halachic definition, okay, that's harder to do to somebody else's property. If it's a real just mitzias of tumah, then it's very hard to explain. But if it's halachic definitions, so maybe I can define this item if it's not mine. So it makes it a little better with that understanding. Okay, let's go weiter. A couple lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara Vahashta, seven lines up. Vahashta damre mizovo l'drasha. Now that we have mizovo, that teaches me the drasha, that only mixas, some zavim are chayav a carbon and others are not. V'chi yitar hazav mizovo my darish tebei. So what about that other phrase? Once you're saying mizovo teaches you, what about this other mizovo? Hahomi boile look at the Tanya that teaches me the following. V'chi yitar hazav l'kishe yifsok mizovo v'lo mizovo v'naga o. What does that mean? What happens if there is somebody who is a zav and a mitzora? A mitzora who has a ziva. So let's say his ziva finishes, he counts shiva nekiyim, but he still has saras. Does he go to the mikvah? Yes. That's the chiddush, mizovo. Even though he's still tamei misha mitzora, but that is a different type of tumah than ziva, and therefore he goes to the mikvah, and there are nafkaminas now for him, to becoming more tahor, or less tumah than tamei than he is. And also, Mizovo v'safar, limeid al zav al shnei riyos, shaton spira shiva, as we said before. Also teaches me that a zav that only sees twice still counts shiva nekiyim. Says the Gemara v'alo dinu. What do you need a pasuk to teach me that? That's obvious. Im mitami mishkav v'moshav lo yiton spira shiva. If he is so stringent that he creates tumas mishkav and moshav, an exception to the rule, he doesn't need shiva nekiyim. Everybody needs shiva nekiyim. Who's mitami mishkav v'moshav? Says the Gemara, not so fast. Shomeris yom keneged yom tochiach. What about a zava? Now moving over to the female. A shomeres yom keneged yom. If a woman has one ziva, re'ia, she only has to wait one clean day. If she has two re'ios in a row, she only has to wait one clean day. Either of those women, they're called shomeres yom keneged yom. They watch one day keneged the previous day. So what's the halacha of shomeres yom keneged yom? Says the Gemara. That will prove that the previous svara was not correct. Shemetame mishkav u'moshav. A woman waiting one day, she's Matami, Mishka ben Moshev. And yet, Veina Tuna, Sfiras Shiva. So, and we know that she does not require Shiva Nikiyim until she sees 3 days in a row. So too, don't be surprised by this drasha. Sha'af al-pishim matami mishkov v'moshav, even though a Zav, who only sees twice, right, and your matami mishkov v'moshav, it's not automatic that he'd require Shiva Nikiyim. Lo yeton shvira shiva. Tamalomer, that's why you need the pasuk. Mi zovo v'safar, miksa zovo v'safar, limed al zav ashteri yosheton shvira shiva. So that's why you need a pasuk, because it is not a kal v'chomer, it is not a pashit. Shomer's yom keneged yom, prove that that svar is not foolproof. Finishing up this section. Omer le rav papa labaya. We darshin a couple of times the word mizovo in the past sugya. So Rav Papa asked, Maishna hai mizovo demarbi bezov ashtei reios? Why? The last one we just mentioned. Mizovo includes a zov who sees twice to require Shiva Nikiyim. Umaishna hai mizovo, and the earlier mizovo we used to exclude, not to include. Demimai bezov ashtei reios from a karban. So the same word mizovo. One time it teaches me, it's mixas. Zav only bal shtei reios. So, no karban, yes shiva nikiyim. How can we darshan the same word in opposite directions? So, amar lei, Abaya answers, isalka daitach hai limu'ute huda asa. If you really thought that the second one is also to exclude, meaning you don't need shiva nikiyim, lishto kramine. So, what, just be quiet. Just be quiet, and we wouldn't think. You have to exclude shiva nikiyim? No, just don't say anything, and therefore we would know no shiva nikiyim. So it must be that it's coming to teach me that yes, shiva nikiyim. V'chi tema asya medina, and if you want to say no, if it wouldn't have said anything, we would have learned it from a kal v'chomer, what we said up above. That's not true. Shomeres yom keneged yom tochiyach. That is mitami mishka v'moshav. It does not require shiva nikiyim. V'chi tema, and if you want to say hai mi boile mi zovo v'lo mi zovo u mi niko, and if you say, well, it's already used up for that, im kein lichtov kra, the pasuk could have said v'chi yitar azov v'lishtok. You didn't have to say the next word. Mizovolamali, we made alzav al shtei reiyoshaton sfira shiva. So halacha lamaisa, the Gemara says, a zav that sees twice requires shiva nikiyim and does not require a karban. And that's the meduya from our Mishnah, where the Mishnah says the only difference between a zav, two and three reiyos, is a karban on the morning of day eight. Good. So we know zav and zava, interestingly, the Rambam discusses in Sefer HaMitzvos. Right, the Fiomi, it's our job to try to make everything exciting. Not just the Purim and the Chayiv and Nishlev Asume, but we got a Zav and Saras. All of Torah is exciting. We just have to sometimes scratch beneath the surface to find the excitement. There's an important Rambam in Mitzvahs Asei Ayin Hei. There, that's the mitzvah, the Rambam counts of Karbanos of Izava. The Rambam has two separate mitzvahs Asei. The Karbanos of Izav and the Karbanos of Izava. Mitzvah Ayin Dalid and Ayin Hei. And the Rambam then asks on himself, why do I count the Karbanos of Ezav and Ezavah separately, while I count the Karbanos of a Mitzorah and a Mitzoraas, one, the same, one mitzvah? Says the Rambam, well, let me explain to you, because the Ezav and Ezavah have different halachas. Mitzorah and Mitzoraas are different. We just mentioned, Ezav can have it all in one day, Ezavah requires 3 days, so there's differences. Yada hamakshahu shekarban zav ezava inu alachatoim avalu karban shechov alasoso al inyan minhu anyanim v'ilu hayu anyani azivos banashim benashim davar echad, if they had the same halachos as hayaroy limnosim echad aval ein ho inyan came ki agaras azera ben ish hishet techaveo karban v'im yigar kamo zera, if the man and the woman have the same, they have different color re'eos, different halachas of re'eos, so it's different, so therefore I count it as separate mitzvos. Different halachas, different numbers. And then he quotes at the end, Raya Brura. What's a Raya Brura? That Zivos are different and not Mitzoras. The Mishnah in the beginning, the second parak in Krisus, where the Mishnah says, Arba'a Mechusrei Kapara. What does the Mishnah say? Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora. Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora. Doesn't say Mitzora twice. Mitzora Mitzoraas. But it says Zav twice. So you see from there, the Chazal counted it as two. Why did Chazal? Whenever we talk about the four Mechusrei Kapara, we always say, Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora. And the machlok is about a ger. Okay, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, there in that Mishnah. But it's four. Zav Zavos, the Rambam says, that's how you know to count it separately. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein bein mitzora muskar, mitzora muchla. Let's get into mitzora. A mitzora muskar, a mitzora who is sent away, who we're not sure whether he's going to end up being a mitzora yet. We close him off, and the Kohen's going to come re-look at him the following week to know if it's spread or not. A mitzora muchla is a vadai. Mitzora. So what's the difference between these two individuals? Elapri ufrima. The tearing of his clothing is only done by a mitzora mochlat, and the growing of his hair, right? That itself is a mitzvah asei. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Kufay and Aleph, the separate mitzvah asei d'oraisa for a mitzvah. It's not one of the mitzvahs that we want to do, right? Somebody has saras, he has a chiyuv to be noheg priya and farima, right? That is the halacha, and there are differences between the ripping of a beged of an avel and the ripping of a mitzora. We'll have as Rabbi Moed Katan the parallels between a mitzora and avel and a menuda. But that is that's free and free. It's a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. So the difference between them, mitzora muskar doesn't have these two. Part one. Ein bein tohar mitoch hesker latorah mitoch hechled. And when his mitzvah becomes tohar after his experience, the difference between whether he was only sagur or whether he was mukhlat, ela teklachas vitziparim. Of mitzvah, somebody who had real saras, mukhlat, he has to shave all the hair on his body, he has to bring birds as part of his tara process. Fine, those are the differences, says the Gemara Mashma, Hala'inyin Shiluach Vituma Zevazeshavin. But regarding sending the Mitzora out of the Machane, they're equal. Because it doesn't say any difference in the Mishnah, and that's also a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. This is all mitzvah asei, the first mitzvah in Sefer Bamidbar. There's no mitzvah in Parshas Bamidbar. Not so. The first mitzvah is sending out the Tmeyim. Mitzvah asei, the Chinuch even says Bizman Hazeh. By our not going onto Harabayas, what we're not supposed to, so we're fulfilled that mitzvah asei d'oraisa. There's even some people that say we should set up places to, as a kiyum, set up offices to make sure people don't, as a symbolic guard, to fulfill the mitzvah. But either way, so the Shiluach Tmeim applies to both mitzvahs. Minani mili, how do we know this? Number one, the Tani Rishmal Bar Yitzchak Kamei Dravuna. V'tiyaru ha-kohen mispachasi. This is talking about the positive about a mitzvah musgar. The kohen purifies it. Mispachas is just a growth. Mispachasi. V'chibes begadav v'taher. He washes his clothing. V'taher and he is tahar. The Gemara's Medayik Rashi explains, it doesn't say v'yitar and he will be tahar, but tahar, he has been tahar. So what has he been tahar? What halachas has he not had? Tahar mi priyufrima d'me ikara. Meaning he never did this in this way. He has always been tahar. Amalei Rava, 1 minute. Whenever it says tahar instead of yitar, it means something has not been full. Ela me'ata gabi zav. Dechsev v'chibes begadav v'toher. By a zav, it says we wash his clothing and v'toher. Same word. Hasa mai v'tar me'ikari ika. Right? He was a zav gamor. So what does it mean v'toher? What? How wasn't he tamei? Ela. Rather, what does v'toher mean? Tar hashta mila tamei kli cheres behesed. V'taher just means a specific detail of a halacha. We know a zav goes to the mikvah, let's say, on day 7 of a shivin akiyim. What happens if 2 hours later he has another re'iyah? It ruins all the days. But there's a special din. If in the interim, after his tevila, before Harif Shemesh, he moves a klicheres, it remains tahar. That's halacha, and that's what we learn from Bitaher. Tahar Hashem in the Tami klicheres behesit. Afal gav dehadar chazi, even if he would see 2 hours later, lo matami lumafreya, it does not go backwards. So achanami, that's what this bitar means too. Right, so to hear, he is not tamei from in this interim time. But that's what v'taher means. So that can't be a makar for shiluach and tumah, and the fact that pri and frima don't apply to him. So ela amar rava mehacha. Okay, this is the halacha. It says v'atzaru asher bo hanega. The mitzora that has the spot, mi shetzer, and after that it talks about shiluach, mi shetzara aso tluya bagufo. These halachas only apply to somebody who has saras that is totally on his body, right? Asher bo hanega, meaning in order to become tahar, some change has to come on his body. Somebody has saras, it has to get smaller or be removed. Yatzaze, excluding a mitzora muskar, shein saraso tluya bagufo el biyamim. By a mitzora muskar, the coin's going to check if it's spread. If it didn't spread, he's tahar. So it's totally on days. It's not totally on his body. And therefore, that's the limud that the mitzora that we're talking about by shiluach is only is or by pri and frima is only the mitzora vadai. And it says the Gemara Abaye El Meata, if that's true, say that's by pri and frima. Now we're gonna have the same problem though by shiluach, because what we say before, shiluach a mitzora muskar is also sent out. El Meata call yimei asher hanega bo yitma misha tzarasa tuli begufo. Who detan shiluach? So we should say a mitzvah muskar does not have to be sent out, does not have to sit by himself. Dalet Amos. If you want to say that's true, but we just said that's not true, a diak from our Mishnah. Question mark. So we're stuck. We still don't know what's the makar that a mitzvah muskar has no halachos of pri and frima, but is sent out of the machane. So Amar Lei, Yemei, Kol Yemei, hold to the second makar, but then say, Kol Yemei l'rabos mitzvah muskar l'shiluach, as extra word, Kol, to include a mitzvah muskar for being sent out. So if you're including him already, why don't you say he has to go through the whole process, like a mitzvah muchlat? Diktani ain't been tar mitoch eskla, tar mitoch heklet ela teglachas vitziparim. Amar Rabbi, no. Amar Kor, there's also an exclusionary pasik. V'yatza ha-kohen amichutz la-machane. The kohen will go out. V'hine nirpa nega ha-tzaras. He goes out and it's healed. And that's by the context of the tziparim. Misha tzaraso tluya berefuos. Who has to bring the birds? Only someone who has to be healed. Yatza zeshein tzaraso tluya berefuos elabiyamim. Excluding this person, a mutzara muskar, who doesn't have to be healed, but he just has to remain the same. Remember the Gemara, we're talking about tzaras here. We spoke a little bit about bia, that if a mutzara goes into a house, he's metami at this tumas ohel. There is, not exactly related, but we know tzaras goes onto a house as well. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf ayin aleph, at least according to one opinion, there are three mitzvos that might not have ever happened. Irani Dachas, Bais HaMenuga, and Betzora Remora. There are some opinions that say that did happen, but there are those that say it didn't happen. And why are they in the Torah? Drosh V'Kabel Schar. To darshan and learn. Rav Shachter quotes in the Hagdama to the Ginas Egos. He quotes from the Bala Tanya. What, there's not enough Torah to learn? There's plenty of Torah to learn. What, we need three things that never happened? No. Explains the Bala Tanya, these three are Megala about the whole rest of the Torah. That the Torah is not just about mitzvos and doing things, but it is about symbolizing the Dvar Hashem and getting close to Hashem. And that's why you need a complete picture. And these three can't be left out, even if they might not have ever occurred. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will continue next time with more Ein Beins.